Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach from anywhere in the world on kx93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. Right now, here's the Importance of Being podcast on KX93.5. All right. Top of the morning to you. This is KX93.5. You're listening to the Importance of Being show. We do this show live every Sunday morning from 9 to 10. 93.5, you're listening to the Importance of Being show. This is our second hour of the morning, and we'll be right back after this.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty senorita waiting for me down in old Mexico. If you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return.
Elemental. All righty. This is KX93.5. You're listening to The Importance of Being Show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman. We do this show live every Sunday morning from 9 to 10. And this morning, we're doing a three-peat, a triple feature. So earlier, we had Carrie Eisenberg of Hooray Justice Center. And now I have in studio Sunny Myers of Laguna Beach CERT. Hi, Sunny.
Morning, Ernest. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Boy, you have a nice radio voice. I think this is going to work out just fine.
Awesome.
Okay, so Sunny, tell us, first off, what is CERT?
CERT, it's a citizen volunteer program originated by the Los Angeles Fire Department back in 1985. FEMA took over in 93, and now it's the acronym stands for Community Emergency Response Team. And I've been fortunate enough to be a member for the last 5 years, and we learn about citizen preparedness and how to assist our families and our neighbors.
Okay. And so how did you get involved? What prompted you to participate?
I heard through friends that had had a year or two on me in the program, and I was getting close to retirement from construction and figured I'd need to do something and give back to the town. And someone mentioned CERT, and it was kind of right in my wheelhouse. I like preparedness. I like gadgets. I like safety and working with the police department, the fire department. And I figured this would be a good way for me to give back to the community after I retired from construction and keep me out of trouble.
And has that worked out?
Yes, it's been very good. I haven't had any trouble, and retirement is sailing away just fine.
And so what do we do at CERT? I say that because I'm also in CERT too.
Once you take the initial class, which is free, by the way, it's taught by our emergency operations coordinator here at the police department, Jordan Vilwalk, which he's been on the air here many times. Mm-hmm. And it's about a 26-hour classroom class, totally free, spread out over several nights. And then we do a final drill down at the ranch at Laguna Beach for a one-day exercise, and that's kind of like the graduation class. Thank you, Mark Christie, for letting us use the facility.
Yay, Mark.
And then they train in fire preparedness and safety and how to extinguish small fires, minor first aid, search and rescue, and primarily how to become someone that is capable of taking care of yourself and your family in the event of an emergency.
Okay. And so when something happens, how do you guys do what you do? How do you deliver services?
First of all, our first tenet is we would never self-deploy. So that's very important because we are volunteers. We don't run into burning buildings. We don't carry a gun or a badge. We are citizens. So that's one thing you have to be very...
Do we get a Starsky and Hutch light?
Exactly. So you need to be very cognizant of the fact that you have a broad range of age levels and skills and knowledge about preparedness, but the main thing is they've taken the course. So if there is a large disaster, our emergency coordinator or the police department would contact us on the CERT board, and we would assist as asked.
Okay.
But we don't do anything until we're asked. Okay. Our training is for our home, our family, and our neighborhood only. Take care of ourselves, our local area. And if the first responders need us, they will contact us.
Okay. And so when you talk about training, what kind of things can you expect to learn if you join the CERT program or you take the CERT class?
Well, the class is broken up into several modules. As I said earlier, there's fire safety and training, how to extinguish a fire, first aid. We teach search and rescue and what building to go in and what building not to go in.
Right, and that's sometimes the biggest thing.
The big deal.
What not to do.
What not to do is a very big portion of the training, and to stay in your lane, we like to say, to make sure that you don't work out of what your knowledge base is.
Sure, and also make sure that you don't become another victim that needs to be saved.
Precisely, and that is a big point in our training, is that if we have quite a few people that have gone through the program, our citizens, our city, and the first responders know that we have CERT members in there that are capable to some extent to take care of themselves and their family. Mm-hmm. And by doing that, we're going to reduce the patient or victim load, per se, in a major disaster that the first responders would have to encounter and deal with. So if I can remove 50 people on my neighborhood and they drive by and I say, hey, we're doing good, they're going to move on through quickly and continue their survey. So the you do the greatest good for the greatest amount of people.
Okay. And to put a fine point on it, we don't have 1,000 first responders in town that are going to be there in case of a devastating emergency, right?
That's precisely correct. It's a very, I was at a large scale exercise yesterday with many other CERT agencies and police departments and so on at Saddleback College. And there was some interesting facts thrown out there, but one of the instructors during the drill said there was about 1 to 3% of first responders per population anywhere in Southern California.
That's not a lot.
So if you go backwards on that number and you hear there's 40,000 first responders or 400,000 first responders and there's 40 million people in the state, that means there's only one responder for 1 to 3 to 10 people. Right. They're not going to be there.
Right.
You need to learn how to take care of yourself for at least 72 hours.
Hold out for 72 hours.
Precisely.
And so also part of it is training to be prepared and to be able to help people, but also you do a lot in terms of encouraging people to prepare for disasters.
Yes, precisely. And what we've developed over the last few years in our CERT program with just massive amounts of assistance from the police department and our city council is to do a lot of public outreach. And we're at the farmer's market, we're at high school sporting events, we're going to be at Fête de Musique next week.
Oh, yeah.
We try to get the word out in our green canopy, in our green vest, and our green hats with CERT on it. And we want to encounter people and tell them the importance of preparedness for their family and their loved ones in their neighborhood. How simple just having phone numbers written down in your book that you can contact somebody during an emergency.
Right.
Having a plan on what you're going to do at 2 a.m. when something happens and how you're going to roll out of the house and stand there and you don't know what left and right and up and down is.
Yeah. The world has changed.
Yes, your world has just changed in a heartbeat and all of a sudden your training needs to kick in.
Okay.
So that's why we offer training on a consistent basis. And if you take the basic class, we're hopeful that training will kick in and you'll remember some of it and hopefully all of it.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a break. This is KX93.5. You're listening to The Importance of Being Show. My guest this morning is Sonny Myers, and he is with Laguna Beach CERT. Here we go.
Thank you.
Right, we're back. This is KX93.5. You're listening to The Importance of Being show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman. We do this show live every Sunday morning from 9 to 10. But this morning, we are having a special triple feature. So we started at 8, and we'll be going into the next hour as well with another interview. But right now, I have in studio Sonny Myers, and he is with Laguna Beach CERT. And we're talking about what CERT does and also about preparedness. So we are, or I keep saying we because I'm a CERT member as well. So you guys are often at like the farmer's market and you're encouraging people to be prepared. So when you think about preparedness, what are kind of the major topics that you want to address?
Well, I think about it kind of in two ways, Ernest. One would be, and the most important part, is for myself and my family. It sounds selfish, but it's not, because it is for the greater good, because if I'm hurt, then five people need to take care of me.
Well, and it's the, when you're in an airplane and they say the mask drop down, put the mask on yourself first.
Exactly, right. So it's knowing what to do and knowing to be safe. And I like engaging the public to teach them about it and just to inquire if they've even thought about it. You know, we've been in town quite a while, and there's been a couple generations of kids go through. Now I'm seeing, which would be almost my grandchildren, walking around with
right.
people.
Yeah.
And they see a lot of young families, and we often ask them, have you thought about a family emergency plan? And about 6 out of 10 times I get a blank stare.
Yeah.
And they have, no, they haven't.
Yeah.
And there
yeah.
they are with 2 5-year-old children, and they're new and they're young and vibrant, but they haven't really planned out what they're going to do for safety. I'm sure they've got insurance and a nice car in their home and they're taking care of the kids, yeah. but they're not thinking kind of the next step globally.
And when that when something does happen, you're not going to have a lot of time to formulate a plan from scratch.
That is correct. It's too late to plan for an emergency after it's happened. It just doesn't work that way. You need to think about some of these things. And
And so when we think about disasters that Laguna Beach might face, what kinds of scenarios do you think are most common or the ones that you should definitely prepare for?
Well, our local hazards, which if anybody's been here of any time, would be, fire. Wildfire is a very, very serious problem, being in a very high fire severity zone here in southern Orange County.
And having an urban wildland
interface. Yeah. Yes, the WUI, the Wildland Urban Interface. You know, everyone's homes backs right up to our native chaparral in this town. And we do experience those odd days that are 65 mile an hour, it's 95 degrees, Santa Ana winds howling, and experienced by 1993. So we should prepare for fire. And part of preparedness is knowing how to get out of the way.
Okay, but let's talk a little bit about maybe 93 and even the Aliso fire.
Mm-hmm.
So what's that? When you have, you know, a major fire, what's going on? What do people need to do?
Well, the first thing they need to do is have a family evacuation plan and a go plan, and think about how they're going to leave their home and take the valuable documents in their family and how they're going to meet up if they're separated. And another thing that's just critically important is to have a connection to the media or be aware of your surroundings so that if you do hear an evacuation order, follow the orders. If they tell you to leave and the first responders tell you to leave, they're not doing it because they need the practice. They are telling you to get out of harm's way and you are in a life-threatening situation.
Right, and get out of the way so they can get their job
Absolutely, because they cannot do their job if you're trying to come down the hill. We need to be able to have a clear path for them.
And so we have some capabilities of notifying people that there's an evacuation. So we have like Nixol and we have Alert OC. So talk a little bit about, you know, what that process is like.
Well, hopefully most of everybody that's listening to this broadcast this morning is signed up for Nixol and Alert OC. The Nixol would be our more localized by zip code in Laguna Beach alerts that are generated by our emergency manager and our city. And that tells us here in Laguna, either for the entire town, if need be, they can separate parts of town. We have traffic hazards, accidents. Most recently, a car hit a power pole in the canyon. It was closed for several hours. Take alternate routes. Right. Very valuable service. Alert OC, if you start getting Alert OC messages, you need to think about the next level.
Okay.
That's more of a serious thing. It's more of a larger area. Yeah, they're not going to tell us, you know, unless the incident is in Laguna. But there could be a huge fire in Aliso Viejo coming towards us, and they're telling everybody.
And we just had one recently.
Exactly.
And so during that fire, they evacuated the Top of the World neighborhood.
Correct.
And where did the evacuees go, or what kind of resources were available to the evacuees?
Well, it was kind of timely because we had just run recently a practice about setting up shelters, and a few of our members had just finished a sheltering class. So when the Aliso fire occurred, we partner, the other way around, we collaborate with the recreation department in the city, and the city has the recreation department staff, which is a Red Cross shelter at the CZQ Center down at 383rd Street. So that is a certified shelter for our residents. So when they evacuated the Top of the World, the recreation department staff was noted, and then I was also notified through the emergency manager, and they requested 12 CERT volunteers. Let's go set up this shelter, which we did, up and running in about 50 minutes.
Okay. And just people, are there resources and services available when that happens?
Yes, it's a fully certified Red Cross shelter. So we have sleeping areas, a kitchen, we have restrooms. You know, there's a lot of different security protocols. Once it's set up as a shelter, the whole name of the game changes. There's privacy issues. You check people in. We have a kennel for birds, dogs, cats, and so on. Mm-hmm. The police are there, security if necessary, but it's all staffed by CERT volunteers and the recreation department, and as needed, representatives from the Red Cross.
Okay. And okay, so that's kind of the fire situation. Then what are the other disasters that people should be thinking about when they're making their plans?
Well, insert, we like, and as Jordan tells us all the time, we plan for all disasters. The ones that, if you think about automatically, would be fire, earthquake, and tsunami, and flood. Mm-hmm. And we've had all of them, and landslide.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so Laguna has had all of those calamities, minus any major tsunamis.
Right.
But we are.
We did have a little tiny one.
Yes, we are. And we are in a tsunami inundation zone. So Main Beach, I mean, if there's the warning and you hear the sirens downtown, don't mean pull out your camera at the tower and start taking pictures. That means go uphill and get to higher ground.
It's not an Instagram moment.
Yeah, exactly. It's not an Instagram moment. It's time to move on.
Okay. Right. And earthquakes?
Earthquakes is another one that I prepare probably more than anything else, because those will happen instantaneously with almost zero time to prepare.
Right, right.
I think that's very critical. That's when it's essential to have a go bag that's current with emergency supplies, medicine, money, important papers, documents, and so on. So if you get rolled out of bed at 2:30 on a Sunday morning and it's pouring rain and you don't know what side is up, you can grab your bag, get out of your house, and get safe.
Right, and then I guess get settled or situated, and
right.
then regroup and go from there.
Exactly, because right? that first couple of minutes, if you haven't done any training, will be life changing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
yes.
then what happens after that could be critical to your life beyond that.
Yes. You know, I live in Bluebird Canyon, and I was there for the landslide that we had.
Yeah, the most recent one.
Yeah, the most recent
one. Yes.
And it was the first time that I had been in an exodus situation. So the people in the back canyon were evacuated, and you see the anguish look on their faces when they don't know what's going to happen, and they had to grab, you know, the things that they thought that were important in, you know, 2 or 3 or 5 minutes, and it is better to have a plan.
It is always good to have a plan. So, and if you think about that, that was such a localized event, even though it was traumatic beyond words for the people that suffered and lost homes, and the amount of time it took to rebuild, which was equally painful because of the amount of work it was involved. But if we have a large earthquake, that would be nothing compared to what they're predicting.
Sure, yeah.
Now, you're talking all of South Orange County and every hillside doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to have a big problem. And there's no way that 12 firemen and 4 policemen that are on duty at any one time are going to be able to service our town of 24,000.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. So you need to be prepared. And you need to have a plan, and you need to practice the plan.
Oh, I have a plan. It's over there.
Yeah, exactly. So it's always great to learn the first time. And it's enjoyable, and we have a lot of fun. I mean, it's like this is not a pass or fail cert class. You go and get the knowledge. We teach you. It's, you know, there's a couple heavy subjects, but, you know, it's things that need to be talked about.
Yeah.
But it's not a pass or fail. And when you get it, we know that you've had the training, you've had the knowledge. We provide you with a backpack and a hard hat and goggles and gloves and, you know, a good starter kit for your preparedness. Mm-hmm. And hopefully you will carry that knowledge to your home, to your spouse, your significant other, your children, your neighbors. We hope it blooms.
Okay. Speaking of backpacks, mm-hmm. You know, I think we've said or a city will tell you or the county will tell you need an emergency kit. You need to prepare and have certain items in case of an emergency. So Laguna Beach is now selling those, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Well, we started a most prepared city campaign a couple of years ago, which blossomed into this selling backpacks and so on, and Jordan and the city picked up on it and said, you know, this is a good way to get people involved. So they ordered a truckload of red backpacks with the city logo on it, filled with emergency supplies. And there's a gas wrench in there. There's a first aid kit, some snap light sticks, and your basic stuff. It's a good little kit to get you started. And then you would supplement that with food and water. right. medicines, an extra pair of glasses, you know, small bills and a few dollars, you know. Mm-hmm. Remember, don't take a fistful of 20s and your credit card with you, because if the power is out, that bottle of water costs $20. Just remember
just
that,
thinking
okay?
About that.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, have small Ding. Bills and change. Right. Pay for what the water's worth. $1.50. Don't right. get if you have a 20 and they can't make change, it's
yes,
20.
So
bucks.
I guess gold bars aren't the way to go.
Exactly. So plastic is probably won't be any good
Worthless,
for a while.
Yes,
yes, exactly. So that's important to have some cash. And just practice your plan.
Okay.
You know? Once a year, twice a year, you know, practice.
Right. And I guess part of that is, you know, again, knowing how to reach your family, because it might not happen in the night when you're all together.
Precisely.
And you may be separated. There may be issues with the communication systems. So I've heard texting is better than calling in those kind of conditions.
Yes.
But then also having some kind of out-of-state point of contact, that's being able to hub off of something that someone who may be not involved in the emergency.
Precisely. And if you have out-of-state contacts, we recommend that that be a preferable way to contact someone, because often during an emergency, the local network for the cellular will go down because of the jam of data. But oftentimes, it's easier to call an area code in Washington State than it would be to call someone in Costa Mesa.
Okay.
So if you have an out-of-state contact, that person, friend, relative, whatever, could be your clearinghouse for your family. The mom could call, dad, the kids, I'm here, and they can all get back and make that connection and not try to overload. But we do recommend that during an earthquake or a large disaster, do not pick up your phone. And the first thing you do is call your bestie and start talking to them. Did you feel that? Are you okay? You're just clogging the network. Use a text message, check in with each other, and then once you find out everything's okay, then go back to doing that. But don't choke the network right out of the gate. Just figure out. Walk outside and see what happened.
Right, right. All right, we're going to take a break. This is KX93.5. You're listening to The Importance of Being Show. My guest this morning is Sunny Myers of Laguna Beach CERT, and we're talking about disaster and emergency preparedness. We'll be right back.
Let it out. we do. I'll be there with you. I want you to want me. Why don't we rely on chemistry? Why don't we?
Okay, we're back. This is KX93.5. You're listening to a special... Oops, sorry. I'm having technical issues, mostly with me. Okay, my guest this morning is Sunny Myers, Laguna Beach CERT, and we've been talking about disaster preparedness and... How does CERT do what it does? How do you guys keep the music going?
Well, that's a good question, Ernest. We're supported by our police department and by our city, so they provide our printing, our literature, all of our training. When you go through the class, you graduate, you get a basic set of supplies: backpack, first aid kit, hard hat, and so on. And then the rest of it is pretty much volunteer driven. So okay. Once you have the training, it's up to you to prepare yourself and your family and buy the necessary additional equipment, supplies, and so on that you would need to make yourself and family safe.
And so once someone goes through the CERT class, is that kind of it? They get their backpack and they're on their way? Or are there other kinds of CERT exercises or trainings that you guys continue to do to supplement?
Well, the answer to that would be yes to both. We do have people that go through the program, and we don't hear from them again.
Okay.
That doesn't mean they're not staying tuned and got their program together and they have their backpack. Right. We just know they've been trained, they've taken the class, and they've got a bag, and we hope that they've continued that on. We do offer our CERT board and our CERT program. We have about 8 to 11 monthly training classes a year, and we'll refresh anybody that's taken a CERT class, and we'll do traffic control and lifting and cribbing, first aid, medical operations. We retrain kind of on a monthly basis and radio communications and so on, right? I also do the radio. I'm the lead of the radio team for our GMRS radios. So we offer that to any member that wants to come down to CZQ, usually once a month. And we keep their skills fresh and current.
Okay.
Because like I said, practice. It needs to become muscle memory. And if anyone's like me, which I'm sure they are, I need more than one time to get it figured out. So that's what we do.
And so is there a CERT class coming up?
Yeah, there'll be a fall class this year. Jordan Vilwalk and assistants with the police department or fire department. I don't quite have the full syllabus for the class or the scheduled trainers, but Jordan will run the class, and that'll come up here pretty soon in the fall. And then we coordinate that class to culminate the last day final exercise, or the graduating class for the current CERT class will be held at the ranch down in South Laguna.
Right, and you'll do like a real-on disaster exercise.
Right, we'll do a full-on exercise with participation from the Laguna Beach Fire and Police Departments and paramedics. And we usually have around 100, maybe 110 show up, from our local group. And I think that's a pretty good showing for a town of our size. And we go through an all-day exercise of practicing the skills that we've been taught in CERT and maybe some others that they didn't learn.
And so how many people do you think have gone through the CERT training here in town?
As far as I know, and Jordan would have the exact number, but I believe we've pushed about 350 through the program so far.
Okay.
And I think we have about 30 scheduled or signed up for the upcoming class. So if you're interested, I recommend that you get in there and sign up, because as much as we'd like to teach 100, we don't have the manpower to do it. So there is a class limit.
Okay. And so if people want to sign up, how would they do that, or where should they go?
Well, it's pretty simple. You just log on to the city's website, www.lagunabeachcity.net, and keyword CERT, C-E-R-T. That'll take you to the CERT webpage and everything you need to know, with the contact information of our emergency ops coordinator, Jordan, and a little bit about what's going on and what you'll learn in CERT will all be right there on the page. And you can send an email, and they'll let you know when the class is and get you signed up.
All right. Well, great. Well, Sunny, thank you so much for being on the show this morning.
My pleasure, Ernest. Thank you very much for having me.
Okay. And this is KX93.5. You've been listening to the Importance of Being show. Coming up next is another hour of the Importance of Being show. So stick with us, and... we'll be back in just a bit.